wondering this question from Sogat.
What is the exact cause of monsoon rain and how will it be affected because of the global warming?
We put the question to our forum and the answers came flooding in. Flummoxed said that global warming would warm the oceans and put more moisture in the atmosphere. We asked Ruth Geen, who's a mathematician from the University of Exeter, who works with modelling the effect of climate change on monsoon seasons.
So this year we've seen some strong monsoon rains in parts of South Asia, which have caused these terrible floods.
Britain is well known for its rain, but we don't get big tropical storms that are typical during monsoon seasons over the land of the tropics. But why is this?
It's all to do with the latitude we live at. The main driver of the monsoons is the sun. In the tropics, the sun is almost directly overhead in summer. This heats up the ground of the earth and the air above it. This hot air begins to rise and the atmospheric pressure over the warm region falls. The pressure difference between the hotter air over the land and the cooler air over the ocean causes the prevailing wind direction to change, bringing warm, moist air over the land.
When the humid air meets the hot air, the water vapour begins to condense and releases rain.
The amount of monsoon rain that falls varies from year to year, and this depends on a mix of different factors, like sea surface temperatures in the Pacific and Indian Ocean.
The amount of rain and where it falls varies with a given season too. This is affected by intra-seasonal oscillations, so there's a lot going on.
Over the 21st century, climate models suggest that monsoon rainfall over South Asia will increase, perhaps by around 5-10%, though it's worth noting that there's a spread in what the models predict. Some suggest more than this, some less. Climate change is causing the temperature of the air to gradually increase, and warmer air can hold more water vapour.
This more humid air is expected to cause more rainfall during monsoon season over the land of South Asia.
If a larger volume of rain falls over a given period that can be drained to the rivers, or than the river can carry, then this causes flooding.
However, this rainfall is vital for the growth of crops, and a weak monsoon season can lead to crop failures.
While we've seen the floods in the west of India on the news this year, in other regions, such as Chennai in the southwest, there's actually a drought. While in the long term, models suggest monsoon rainfall will increase, over the last 50 years, there's actually been an overall decrease in Indian monsoon rain, but an increase in the extremes of rainfall that cause drought and floods. Unfortunately, these extremes are also predicted to become more severe in future. So, while more total rainfall could possibly be positive for agriculture, more intense wet and dry periods would result in more floods and droughts.
Thank you, Ruth, for shining a little bit of light on that. Next week, we'll be answering a question from Bill.
My question is about Chernobyl and why it is that wildlife seems to be thriving there, and yet we understand that humans still can't survive in the area.
And if you think you know the answer, you can email Chris at thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook, tweet at Naked Scientists, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Next week, we're answering your science questions with a Q&A, so do send them